We're already getting suggestions now for things that Scotty J's son needs to know. Rick,
he's Boba Fett.
God damn it, says his email. Also, conversations never go off in wrong directions. He should know they only go off in new directions. All right, there you go. And just here, for a while, we'll be joined by Dennis Pitzenbarger. Also, Tim Riley, moments away from gracing us with his presence for the Ministry of Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now... Hello! My ears are bleeding. Jim Roop, live from Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
Dude!
How are you doing, man?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, it's been a very interesting day. Some call it the best show ever, my friend. Hey, let me ask you this. Or ask you, as the kids say. Did you ever get the hip-hop CD, the rap CD I sent you? That
yes,
had your...
I did.
How great is that? Our good friend, Bill Lowe.
I can't believe it. It's what an honor that is.
No, that guy's great, too.
That's a great CD, by the way.
Yeah, the Lowe, he is a listener of ours, used to live in Portland, lives in Vegas now. Actually, two things. A, he created this fantastic CD. It's called Headphone Hemoglobin, and it's got my voice, Tim Riley's voice. I think Sarah's on it, too. You're on it. And just the other day, he heard me talk, because I'm all bald and whatnot, but I got this whole medical procedure. I'm going this medical hair restoration. I'm getting I will once again be hair covered on top. But I'm going, it's going to be like a week where no one can look at my head because it'll be hideous. And so he actually sent me a hat that actually has his record label on it. So he heard me complain because the only hat I had, talk about lack of male role model. The only hat I had was a Gilmore Girls hat. So that guy actually, the Lowe, sent me a hat that I can actually wear to cover my recovering scalp. So there you go, and so forth. Let me ask you this about, because I went to the store the other day, and there was this whole debate between my wife and I about when it is that they know spinach is not going to kill you, or at least give you some sort of liquefied insides.
Spinach from anywhere other than Central California, specifically. Natural Selection.
I was going to ask that. Is it true that the name of the place that created the bad spinach is called Natural Selection?
Natural Selection, yeah.
I swear to God, that's so great. I couldn't write that. It's genius. What is it? It's Darwin spinach. Here you go. It's Survival of the Fittest Farms Incorporated.
Really was quite a fortuitous...
That's fantastic. That's the best name for anything that kills you that I've ever heard.
Natural Selection.
I mean, come on, man. But it's no longer going to... Can I just tell you this? A friend of mine has this, and I'm not saying this is true, but I'm saying if you were high, this would keep you up a lot, and you'd be fascinated by this. My friend Lori, who is not high, I should say that, she had this idea. She was saying, well, you know what? She said, I had this whole theory about this spinach business and this E. coli. She said, I bet... And this is her theory. She said, I bet the government did this. And I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would the government put out E. coli spinach knowingly? And she said that they were doing it. You know how when you go to the hospital sometimes and they want to check your circulatory system or certain things in your body, they'll put a small radioactive pellet in your bloodstream and then they follow the progress of it to see how it goes? She said that the government, in her opinion, wanted to see exactly how... a terrorist biological attack on the food supply would affect the country, and so they simulated it with this E. coli in the spinach. She said they did it so they could see, as sort of a test run, to see how it would happen if terrorists attacked us through the food supply.
Hmm.
I'm not saying it's true, but I'm saying if you were high and already a little crazy, that would freak you out.
Yeah, it would, except it's
crazy.
Too, yeah.
You can say it. It's crazy.
Because I mean, it wouldn't work in this situation.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's not. She's a hippie. What are you gonna do?
But that would if I was in an altered state, I would be freaked out.
And you wouldn't know anything about that. I understand that.
No,
because you are a journalist. Speaking of which, I just got to tell you that we never really, and I mean this in the best way. No disrespect to Bob Costantini, but I do have to say that when we talked to Bob Costantini after a couple weeks of not having talked to him, it really just makes us appreciate y'all so much more. You and Baumgarten and Lisa and Ed McCarthy and you guys. Because it takes us about 10 days of talking to Bob Costantini to sort of just strip all of his journalistic integrity away from him. And he sounds fantastic. And then he'll go away for like a week or a month, and we get him back, and suddenly he's all serious again. We were talking to him yesterday about all these hideous, creepy instant messages going back and forth between Mark Foley and all these, and he was just, I realize it's a felony and so forth, but I mean, he was just so rigid. Rigid's probably the wrong word. He was so,
rigid.
No, I can't think of any word that's stiff. No. He was so turgid.
Turgid.
He was
turgid. He was a giant collar stay.
Yes. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right, well, never mind. Anyway, so a giant collar stay.
I'm sorry, that was the stupidest thing I've ever.
No, that's fantastic. Anyway, so I'm just telling you, man. We got to stay on that guy. He's like, Bob Costantini is like a piece of sterling silver in a really humid climate. You got to polish it every day, or it just rusts over, man. You got to start from scratch. So every time that happens, I realize how great you guys are, and really just how fantastic you sound on the program.
Oh, you're so very nice.
We have a piece of breaking news, Sarah. Do we have the Clown Watch theme? Let's have an ad hoc. Rick Emerson, this is a Clown Watch for Tuesday. This is from Alameda, California. You may have heard of this. This is from the Associated Press. A real clown is running for mayor of Alameda, and even his sister won't vote for him.
Alameda County, California?
Yeah. Kenneth Kahn, 41, a professional joker known as Kenny the Clown, is running a campaign for City Hall's top spot. People ask me, quote, do we really want to elect a clown for mayor of the city, he says. I say, that's an excellent question. Khan's mother, Barbara, says her son's candidacy is a mockery of the system. She said, I don't think it makes any sense to me. In November, the funny man who graduated from UC Berkeley faces incumbent Beverly Johnson and city councilman Doug DeHaan. So there you go, clown running for mayor in Alameda County. There you go, a little heads up. There you go, you can get out there and... You cover that. The little breaking news from us to you, Jim Rupert.
That's beautiful.
All right. So to recap.
You can eat spinach if it's from anywhere other than Central California, a natural selection food.
This is one of those scandals, not a scandal, but I mean one of those things. That place is never going to recover. It's like ValuJet. They're going to have to change their name to something else, aren't they?
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, you can't. Seriously, they're gonna go away for 6 months, and they'll come back as like come back as a completely different like ValuRight Farms or something. They just completely got to change that. People remember that kind of stuff.
As long as they don't say ValuJet Farms, they're gonna be fine.
No, you cause any sort of unpleasant oozing from any orifice, people remember that. You think you can even joke about Olestra with a lot of people in this country? No, sir, you cannot. Anytime your food necessitates the wearing of plastic pants, people have a long memory for those things. You know it's true.
Yes, I do.
I would like to leave you with this observation. Giant collar stay. There you go. Jim Roop, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Jim Roop in Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Very excellent. Thank you. Good stuff. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Dennis Pitzenbarger. Ladies and gentlemen. It's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
All right, we're going to gaggle the new sound bites here. Be reloaded into A, but first...
A gaggle, okay.
Yeah. Police say a couple were arguing about their marriage when the wife grabbed an axe...
Oh, no.
...and charged at her husband and chased him out of the house. He ran like a man who was never a Boy Scout... The axe is considered a collector's item and was used for display, but investigators say it has a very sharp blade and is capable of causing serious injury or death. Linda Massey was defending herself in court, calling the axe a toy. I didn't threaten him or kill him or anything, said she. The fellow's name isn't even listed here.
Well, this is an axe, right? This is the choppy thing with the handle and the... Okay.
Investigators say the couple had been drinking and Massey's husband told her he wanted to leave her. Well, the argument became violent and she took charge of things. Police said that while chasing her husband, Massey destroyed several things with the axe inside the home, including a glass door and his car. The husband ran to a neighbor's house where he locked the door and called police.
That's what he gets for not being more masculine.
He was never Boy Scout.
No, it's true. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready with these sound bites.
Well, the FBI says it's considering whether to investigate disgraced former Congressman Mark Foley. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said Foley's resignation was necessary.
If Mark Foley did what was said or what was alleged initially, it is to be condemned, and there should be zero tolerance for that.
President Bush says he really can't approve what the congressman did.
We also had a reminder of the need for people in positions of
Republican
responsibility to uphold that responsibility when it comes to children in the case of Congressman Mark Foley. I was dismayed and shocked to learn about Congressman Foley's unacceptable behavior.
Really? Is that what we're calling now the attempted seduction and attempted statutory rape of children? Are we calling it something we're dismayed by and it's unacceptable?
It's dismaying.
It's dismaying, really. I remember it. Look, and I hate for this. I will tell you this. Can I just say something right now? And I can't speak for anybody else in this room, but I will say for me, people accuse us of just of being overly partisan. But I'll tell you this: I'm not a Democrat either, because the Democrats are all on the inside, what the Republicans are on the outside. I draw no distinction between the two. But unfortunately, for the Republicans, Democrats aren't in control of anything right now, which is why the Republicans are getting it. As soon as Democrats run the country, I'll make fun of them every day. But they're not running. They're not running the two things. It's jack and squat. So. Right now, it's the GOP that gets it. I seem to remember Bill Clinton's dalliances with a perfectly willing and consenting adult, by the way, being called repellent, repugnant, immoral, hideous, perverse, vile. Apparently, though, when you're just trying to get inside the pants of a nude 15-year-old boy, that's merely unacceptable and cause for dismayance.
Well, if that boy had been at a scout meeting where he belonged, this wouldn't have happened.
Seriously. Well, you know, nah, never mind.
Meanwhile, the president continues to say he's shocked and dismayed.
I was disgusted by the revelations and disappointed that he would violate the trust of the citizens who placed him in office.
All right.
The president also says children need to be protected.
Being at this school reminds us we have a special responsibility to protect our children.
Oh, see, you know what this is really about, though? This is when he's talking about the Amish school?
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. He's speaking about the Amish school. He's talking about Mark Foley. That's clearly what this is, because they can see, man, I wish we could get Dick Morris on the show right now. I want a bat phone that I could just pick up the phone and Dick Morris appears. Because you know that this is the Democratic playbook. Mm-hmm. This is the Democratic playbook. It's all it's going to be. The other party molests children, and we don't. We are opposed to the molesting of children.
They accomplish nothing by day and molest children by night.
There you go. There you go. No charge. There you go. There's your slogan from Tim Riley. Yeah, that's exactly. And so Bush has got, or the people who control it, they've got to know, and that's why he's talking about
this. Being at this school reminds us we have a special responsibility to protect our children.
To hold them close.
The most important jobs.
To nurture them. Cuddle them.
Those involved with schools and
caress their hair lovingly.
Is to make sure that the children are safe.
Touch their butter-soft skin. I'm sorry. Was that one step too many?
I think so, yes. That's way over the line.
No, it's true. Baby's taste of chicken.
That's from the Congressman Foley playbook, apparently. The president said there have been way too many shootings lately.
And Laura and I were saddened and deeply concerned, like a lot of other citizens around the country, about the school shootings that took place in Pennsylvania and Colorado and Wisconsin.
Really? And deeply, yeah, well, that's because he's pretending to be Texan today, even though he's
armadillo.
Not a Texan in any way. Born in Connecticut.
Connecticut. It's a Connecticut cowboy.
Lives in Washington, D.C. Vacations in Maine. Not a Texan. All right, Colorado. There you go.
And the man who claims to be the father of Anna Nicole Smith's newborn daughter has filed a lawsuit demanding the reality TV star and baby girl return to California for fraternity testing.
Oh, this
testing.
Is the other guy. This is
Larry Burkhead.
Yeah.
He's a younger fella. He's Smith's former boyfriend. He filed at L.A. Superior Court. And told the AP by phone from Southern California that he's going after this woman. He is the father, not Howard K. Stern.
Okay. Well, let's do another one at the bottom of the hour. We'll come back, I don't know. We'll come back around 2:30 or so.
All right.
It's 503-2... No. The hell is the phone number? 503-733-2970. Hello. 503-733-2970. We'll welcome here in just a matter of seconds, Dennis Pitzenbarger, the Rick Emerson radio program. We got other crap to get through as well. Let's see. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, I just was noticing the language Scotty was using. He's worried about toughening up his kid and making him more manly.
Yes.
I think he's worried his son's going to come down with a bad case of the gay.
Well, look, I don't think anybody wanted to just come out and say that. Come out. It's an inappropriate choice. I'm just saying, I don't think anybody wanted to just say that, but it did... No, I'm not going to use the Z sounder. It did sound a lot like Scotty wanted to make very, very clear that his son was never, ever, ever going to appear at the top of a set of stairs wearing assless chaps. In no way. So that... They're really... And here's the thing. I mean, yeah. No, I'm with you on that. There is a lot of... He's got to be all man to the core. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm with you on that, Chris. All right. Well, and there you go. Okay. Let's see. This is Dave. Dave, the Mary Kay salesperson. Dave, what's up,
Absolutely.
Brother?
Hey. Not much. Wanted to let you know that I am an Eagle Scout myself, actually. Boy Scouts is really a leadership organization. It teaches our youth good things. It teaches them how to be a leader and how to respect the world around you, and many survivors.
Scotty doesn't hold with people respecting things. That's sissy. You're just supposed to shoot things and then mount them on walls.
Then he's in for a bad shock.
Scotty, would you be okay if your son decided to be a Mary Kay salesperson? If he'd just like to supplement? You know, some kids sell newspapers. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right, there you go. All right, here's another one. This is Chad. And all caps. Scotty is terrified his child will be... The gay. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with Dennis Pitzenberger. It's 503-733-2970. I leaned on my microphone there. It's 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this. You stay right there. It's AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Coming up at 3, like it's done, a mic at 7, etc. So on and so forth. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Oh, wait, I've actually got a... hold on, let me see if I can bring this up here. See, tell me I don't listen.
Damn.
All right, is this the low? This is.
That's awesome.
This is the low. The master of all things hip hop. Man, you put this together for me. My heart goes out to that guy.
Theme song is Dennis Pitzenberger, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And then it just sort of. Does this.
Yeah, it kind of loops through. There's a whole little ditty about each one of us. Talks about how I like station wagons and Ian likes, you know, Cadillacs. It's a good little riff, though.
What does it say about Matt?
That he's the producer of, I don't know, all things great. I don't know, failing upward, you know, that sort of thing.
Fantastic. let's see. I got MC's... let's see. You're just typing gibberish. Doesn't make any sense, Scotty. I was talking to Scotty during the break, and I walked by, and he's like, hey, I got a lot of people calling into... I do everything like in his Mel Gibson voice now. I got a lot of people called in to agree with me, and I said, really? And I looked at him for a second, and he goes... Well, I didn't want to come on, though. And then he just sort of like having a girlfriend in Canada, I believe.
I liked it when you were in the hallway and you looked at him and you go, greatest show ever! And then he just turned his back on you.
No, it was great. I was walking and I go, Scotty, great show today! And he looked at me and he just sort of squinted angrily and went back to typing. Just sort of angrily pecking at the keyboard, like one key at a time.
I love that.
Oh, God. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Let's see here. I'm going to read a couple of these. Rick, my Cub Scout leader was a woman. She gave us sharp knives and made us whittle tomahawks. Then we all ran around beating each other with our weapons. Tell Scotty J to quit his bitching. Jason. How about this? Rick, you know there is a communications merit badge. Is there really? How sad is that? Scotty J could teach them how to make sounders for free. And then he could add the scouting children to his flock of peeps. Let's see here. Yeah, let's see. I made that offhand comment about spanking people in the office, and I've gotten all kinds of inappropriate. It's a weird day today, by the way.
You can't talk about spanking.
No,
and
because
not think you're going to get anything in response.
Well, I'm not the one that they're talking about. It's a whole lot of like, I would love a spanking from the lovely Sarah Dillon. I gotta say that it's a weird day here because the sales guys. The account executives are all gone today and tomorrow. They're all at a sales retreat. And so This is, we have this segment that we do sometimes called Ways in Which CBS Radio Is Not Like Where You Work. So there's a sales retreat today and tomorrow. And so a woman came around the other day. Tuesday? She came around on Friday. And she's like, this is for Tuesday and Wednesday when the salespeople are all gone. We still need vodka and we need someone to bring Captain Morgan's. What can I put you down for? And I was just like, what? And she goes, or you could just give me $10. And so I just gave her $10. But if you walked there, I walked over to the other side of the building actually a while ago, and there was a pinata hanging from the ceiling on the other side. And then there was what appeared to be like a lot of confetti and taco meat all over the conference room. And then you walk into the kitchen, and there's just a bunch of booze and margarita mix. So it's a whole...
empty, of course.
And it's only Tuesday. And that was at like 1 p.m. So it's going to be a real productive week here at CBS. I can already tell. Let me see. Let's get a couple of these, and then we'll talk about some other crap here. Hey.
Hello.
What's your name?
AJ.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's spelled. You wouldn't even believe how it's spelled. How can I help you, sir?
I agree with Scotty.
Okay.
As far as like toughing him up, like with a female presenter, like she'll start like kissing it all the hours, gonna make you feel better. But with a guy's point of view, it's like, get up, tough it out, brush it off, get back to the game.
It's just blood! Yeah, all right.
Maybe Scotty didn't get his merit badge in spelling, because I have never seen AJ spelled that way.
Really,
would you like to share that with
us? It's A-Y-J-A-Y, I guess. I mean, don't get me wrong, Scotty. I can appreciate the appeal of phoneticism. I understand. All right, and so this is what? So you don't want... you don't want female scout leaders because they'll kiss boo-boos? Is that code for something?
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. I'm not a senator.
Not a taser?
Not a senator.
Senator. Oh, I see. No, that is funny. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. There you go. Let's see. Greg, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
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 Hello. How you doing, Rick?
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg. What's up?
Hey, well, I'll tell you. I agree with Scotty. The guy is addressing the pussification of America, mm-hmm. You know. And if you, like, listen to that show that follows yours, why, you'll find all kinds of support there for him.
No, I'm all for, look, here's the thing. I'm all for guys and girls being girls. That's my whole thing. All I'm saying is, look, let me just say this. Scotty's whole thing, don't get me wrong. I'm not some Alan Alda type, you know, whatever. I'm all for guys acting like guys and girls having female role models and whatever, all of that stuff. My point, as I said it earlier, is, all of the ways in America now that guys think that they're going to be more manly, they're all retarded and wrong. For example, like I was talking to some guy about this the other day, and I was going on one of my things about SUVs and how SUVs are stupid. And the guy's like, what do you mean? And I said, they're just unmanly. SUVs, which are all bought by men. Women buy PT Cruisers. Men all buy SUVs because they think that they're manly. Look at this huge manly SUV that I've got. Here's the thing. There's nothing less. SUVs are not only unmanly, they're the worst kind of unmanly. They're unmanly that thinks it's manly. Anything you're afraid to scratch is not an outdoor vehicle. Anything you are afraid to scratch or damage or dent is not a manly car. So you've got this whole generation of guys who think that they're doing things that make them more masculine. In reality, it's just crap.
Well, I think Scotty's point is that he's trying to teach the boys what they can scratch.
I'm sorry?
Hey, okay. Up here in Portland and in Seattle, there's just an awful lot of single women raising boys.
This all sounds so familiar.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it?
Yes. All right.
So you want to talk to Tom?
No, no, I really don't. All honest right. to God. Right. But sadly, it's true. You know, and I think that's the position that Scotty's taken. There, he just wants to have just a little bit more male input.
Here's the thing. The last time I checked, Scotty lived at the house with the kids.
Well, I understand that.
So
he wants to be.
It's not like Scotty was killed in a threshing accident 15 years ago, and he's walking around here as a specter. I believe he actually sees his
every once in a while.
I think he sees his children from time to time.
Well, that's true. But the thing is, if he's
Teaching your kids to be self-reliant, as I said, by having them hang out with a bunch of other kids all the time and have structure imposed on them by somebody else, that's not self-reliance. That's somebody else telling you what to do.
Yeah, but you need a little bit of that male influence every once in a while, and I understand what he's saying. If you got a bunch of little kids that...
It's not like the kid is growing up in some Star Trek reality where there are no men around and all the women, you know, and he's like growing up in a cage because women run the country. I mean, unless there are just no men in the suburbs anymore, unless there are no male children anywhere, it doesn't really seem like... I don't really know that growing up in America, you're short on male role models anywhere. You know what I mean? Does it seem like we live in a society that doesn't have any male influence? Have I gone to sleep and woken up in some other country? Does it seem like we live in a country where men don't run anything?
Please, come on.
Don't be retarded.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I grew up around three sisters. I had my mom around me all the time. I was babysat by a woman who had two daughters.
Dennis is the most macho guy I know.
I mean, I used to play with a pink Barbie car, and the only reason it was cool is because I used to melt it and make it look like it was in a car accident.
You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, they do all these studies. There's all these studies. These are famous studies where they take a little boy and a little girl who are each like 5 years of age, and they give the boy... Or they give them, like, equivalent toys. Like, they'll give them each, like, a bunch of Lego blocks. And the girl takes the Lego blocks and makes a house, and the guy makes a gun out of it or hits somebody else in the face with it. So, here's the thing. If your kid is just naturally inclined to maybe not be your idea of manhood, maybe there's something there that you're not going to be changing. You know what I'm saying? It seems like if your kid is inclined to act one way... And you're insistent on making your kid behave a way other than how they naturally want to, maybe that's your problem and not the kid's. Yes, it's hilarious.
Old nature versus nurture thing, you know.
Yes, can't live with them, can't live without them.
That's just like when...
Don't cry over spilt milk.
You brought a very good point up to
Stitching
me about
time, save nine.
How I dressed my daughter up in a little Kiss outfit. Now, that was cute,
right.
And then you made sure that you reminded me, you know... If you dress her up in Kiss and make her listen to Kiss, she will hate Kiss.
That's what I'm saying, man. You push something on your kid, they're going to push it right back.
The other day, brought the daughter out to the park, starts playing in the dirt with sticks and throwing stuff. I'm like, I'm just sitting off quietly going, yes.
All right, that's Greg. All right, what the hell was I? What was I? I had this note here. Note to self, trashy. This is a note I made at like 11:15. What the hell was that even about? Oh, you know, I know what I know exactly what this is. Hold on, let me see if I can... Sarah, I know you ask this all the time. How do I dial out on the hotline? Do I have to dial 9?
No, you don't have to dial 9.
Let's see. I'm hoping I'm dialing the right... Thank you.
I've never seen anyone do that, and actually, that's
I'm
real.
I'm hoping this is the right number here.
I thought you just made that up in sound effects.
No. I'm not sure that this is... I'm looking for Susan Reynolds, but I'm not sure that she's around at the moment. Nah, damn it. Looks like she's gone. All right. Well, there's no Susan.
Susan Reynolds, marketing director.
No. All right. Okay, I'll tell you what. Well, you know what, Sarah? Just so we don't get terrible behind, let's actually break here, which is bears some resemblance to when we're supposed to be breaking. The break here. We'll come back. We got news with Tim Riley. A little bit more with Dennis Pitzenbarger here. Like us at 3. Donna Mike at 7. 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this. Gentlemen, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the show. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Tim Riley, best newsman ever. Oh, wait, let me find the Scotty. I may have lost the battle, but I did not lose the war. All right. Go Blazers, thank you. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru. Susan, how are you?
I am fine, thank you, Rick.
Yes, how is it now? You... Can I bring up this? We were talking about something yesterday. Sarah and I were talking about clothing somehow at the beginning of the show. Oh, it's because she was shopping at this place called Gen X Clothing on 82nd and Powell. And we were talking about what is trashy, what is not trashy,
and so forth. Go.
Yeah, well, look, and I won't say what it's for.
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Well, let's not say what it's for, but okay.
I'm just going to say that for...
A project.
A project that we will not elaborate on or explicate in any way. Susan Reynolds is spending some time lately photographing many of Portland's finest young women.
Oh, Okay, fair enough.
I don't know how to put it.
No, that was well put.
All I'm saying is there was apparently some woman, you brought this up in the meeting yesterday, and I made a note to myself. You apparently, tell me if I've gone too far here. As I understand it, so you're getting ready to go on a photo shoot where you're taking a photo of one of these young women for this project, and the woman shows up and she's got, what is it, a white shirt?
Yes, you know, a tank top, well, finally referred to as a wife beater, one
yes.
of my favorite
yes.
Phrases.
And underneath it was a black bra.
Yes, correct.
And so was this the thing that you actually made her go home and change?
No. I had told her to bring a couple of different colors because somebody suggested she wear black, and in my head I was thinking, no way. So let them think she's going to wear the black, and then I'm going to switch it out at the last minute, and that's what I did.
And so then we had.
I am so confused.
See, we had.
What are these upstanding women doing?
We had this whole discussion. They're just doing some photos for
photo
something.
Photo shoot.
Yes, for something.
A photo shoot.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
a photo shoot. And
it
was like
publicity.
It's for a project that hasn't been announced yet, though. It has nothing to do with us.
You know, being photographed, and so I'm involved in all kinds of stuff. And anyway, I decided I thought the black bra looked a little bit, white trashy.
See, and I'm saying, does it?
Well, I mean, if she's wearing a shirt called a wife beater, of course it's trashy.
Well, exactly.
But isn't that the thing? Isn't trashy the new hot?
Well, yeah, trashy is hot.
That's what I'm saying.
But not
Susan.
if you're a mother.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, let's put this way. Yeah.
Well, I can see how you wouldn't be excited about it, but I mean, like girls my age, like that's how I spent the entire summer was wearing.
See, this is what I'm saying.
A wife
beater. Okay. So did I make the wrong call?
How old is she?
I'd say she's in her late 20s.
Trashy is hot. Can I say what she was standing? Was this the woman sitting on a backhoe?
I mean, on a backhoe.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a staple for girls in the summer, you know, these days.
Yeah.
That's,
well,
I own like 30 wife beaters.
See,
that's all I wear.
Okay, Susan,
which is fine, and I'm not making a comment on the wife beater itself. I just thought the black bra was a little.
Now, what kind of bra was it? Was it like really? Was it like lacy?
Was
it a naughty bra?
I don't know. Gosh, now I'm thinking I need to go back and reshoot, God's sake.
Susan, listen to me now. I didn't think you could wear jeans with heels either, but times have changed.
Oh, well, no. Jeans with heels, I'm all about.
Open-toed sandals can wear.
Yeah.
So I did not know any of these things, but, white pants after Labor Day, probably.
Oh, no, you can do all that now.
All right. So I'm just saying, look, here's the thing. A hot chick on a backhoe, I'm saying... You know, if you're gonna be trashy,
she still looked really hot. I just didn't think she needed the black bra.
I'm saying if you're gonna be trashy,
so did you make
be trashy.
The bra?
No, she had a different color bra.
Oh, I see. So she didn't just go.
No, she wasn't going commando.
She didn't go sans support. I'm just saying, if you're gonna be trashy, don't just skirt it. Pick up the trash and embrace it. Roll around in it. I'm sorry. Was that over the line?
No, I think maybe I'm the wrong person for the job. I'm thinking about.
Uncle Rick will help you with these things. If you need to know, if you're looking for hot trash, Dennis, are you down with helping me with that?
You know I am.
Okay, Dennis.
And he's right down the hall.
Dennis Pitson.
I live in Southeast Portland. I got that covered.
That's what I'm saying. I live right by the Hot Tips Nail Salon.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that does explain a lot now.
I'm saying if you ever have a question about... I'm going to make a note of this. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow. The whole question about what is and what is not hot in a trashy sense, I'm your man.
Well, good to know. And I'm sure I'll be calling you because, I have many projects underway.
I'm going to put that down on my CBS, but one of my many skills that I can bring here to
you can. In fact, that should be part of your resume.
I'm gonna make sure that Les Moonves knows all about that. All right.
Send him an email.
Right. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Marketing Guru. Girl sitting on a backhoe. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley.
Why did you bring her on to talk about wife beaters when you know that's all I wear?
Because I had said, look, here's the thing, because I know that I knew that you would be in my corner on this.
Okay.
Because.
You said that it's trashy.
Because
if
she was talking to me and this guy, Jeff, and she was like, so this girl, and she has a white wife beater and a black bra, and I had to make her change, and he and I were both like, why? And she's like, because it's trashy. And we're like, yeah, but it's hot trashy. And she just wasn't sold. And that girl's sitting on a backhoe. So I just wanted, I didn't.
No, that was a good choice.
And I felt like she wasn't listening to us because we're guys, and so therefore we think any chick with breasts is hot, which is true. Here's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Breaking news, ABC reporting, another Senator Foley bombshell is coming down soon.
I'm getting tired.
As if there haven't been enough. His attorney will hold a news conference at some point today. We'll be talking about it all day tomorrow.
Fantastic. All day, all week.
Meanwhile, there is something else to be afraid of. The government is warning you not to drink Bolthouse Farms carrot juice. You'll get botulism. You'll develop double vision, droopy eyelids, trouble speaking and swallowing.
Yeah, but your skin is going to be really wrinkle-free.
A real man wouldn't be drinking carrot juice now, would he, Scotty?
That's what I'm... That's what I'm saying.
Meanwhile, from the latest Screech sex tape, we have found out that two women are from the heart of the Midwest. These corn-fed young ladies in their 20s. One's a blonde, the other a striking brunette.
When you say corn-fed.
Corn-fed, yes. Oh. The tape was shot in a Midwest hotel suite complete with an entire bathtub and champagne earlier this year. It'll be available soon for $49.95.
No. No. No, thank you. Thank you, no. So tomorrow it's more Mark Foley. Goodness.
You
I
bet.
Love that guy. What did we do without him?
This is talk radio at its finest.
By the way,
it doesn't get better than this.
It's true. I'd like to thank, by the way, Scotty J for pointing me to this website, ndfy.org. ndfy.org. That is New Directions for Youth. ndfy.org. Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen, world's greatest newsman. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. See you tomorrow for more scandal.
Oh, thank you, Tim Riley. Thank you, sir. All right. No. No.
Hello, Dennis.
Whoa. Dennis, you got a TV show.
I got a TV show. People watched it, too.
You got a one.
I about came out of my shoes. I couldn't believe it. I was very excited. That means like 15,000 people watched the show.
You are all that
much. I don't have... You know what? When I told one of the people involved in the show about that, the first thing they said is, you have that many friends? No, I don't even have 15 friends. But it's coming along, you know? We're just trying to get the thing kicked off. I'm really excited. And it's funny that you were talking about SUVs earlier because I got a chance to test a Land Rover LR3, which is the replacement. A lot of people know it as a Discovery. That's the funny part about these vehicles. Now, I love Land Rover of Oregon. They have a really nice store. They have nice people there. The vehicles are above and beyond anything as far as actual capability. No one uses them.
Don't get me wrong. Some guy gives me an $80,000 car, I'll drive it. I'm just saying I need something to, you know, if you have to strap an elk to something.
Oh, no. And I took the wife and the kid out to the beach.
The wife. The little missus.
I took Brandy, my beautiful wife, and my daughter, Dayton, out to the beach in this thing, and I trashed it. Things that I had it halfway up the doors in the ocean. Then I took it out in the sand. We went over logs. I almost ran over
a dead... You are the professional driver, close course. Do not attempt. You are that guy.
I am that guy. I almost hit a dead sea lion. That was interesting.
I don't know
why that was just a memory that flashed.
A dead sea lion?
There was like three of them on the beach.
You had me and then you lost me.
I had you a dead sea lion.
Yeah.
But it was just amazing how those things, how useful they are and how awesome they are. But then you get those looks. So then we go, you know, the little cruise spot, the little strip at Seaside. We jump off the beach. I go over to the strip and this thing looks like it's been buffed with a Brillo pad. I mean, there's sand and dirt and junk everywhere from all the salt water from the ocean. And these people are looking at me like as if I am some sort of cretin to have such a beautiful brand new Land Rover
and then trashing it
and just trash it. Like, how dare you? You should wax it right now. And it's
good
like,
for you,
no, I'm the one percentile that used it for what it was for.
Right on. What's coming up on the TV show?
TV show is going to be the... Oh, gosh, I got to think. The LS460 from Lexus and the Volkswagen Passat wagon, and then a little stuff from Baxter Auto Parts. We're going to do a little skit about diesel products. So it is pretty cool.
It's on channel
26. It's on channel 3. It's the Portland CW. It's a new station and a new family right here in the Portland area. Great station. If you'd be so kind, we'll get lucky and get 15,000.
Get a 1.1. Let's
Scotty J.
We have a big announcement to make here.
I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount.
It's like the 100th time we've played this.
I know. I'm not funny anymore.
Oh no, it's no. You're wrong about that.
Summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Is that your friend with no nipples?
No nipples.
All right, Scotty J. I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your Gatorade? Were you doing leg lifts at the gym?
No, just thirsty.
Okay, Scotty J.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Scotty J.
What a day.
Scotty J.
What a day for Scotty J.
It was months and months ago, Scotty J., that you came here, an intern. You walked in the front doors.
With big hopes.
Big hopes.
And his wheelie suitcase.
With dreams. Clutching a suitcase that was the size of a refrigerator, packed with things you would never need, things you would never use, looking for lessons that would never be taught. and a paycheck that never came. You came here with hopes, with ambitions, and one by one, Scotty, we managed to crush all of them, to destroy all of your hopes, to destroy everything that you wanted to achieve in this life. And so it is with pleasure, though, Scotty J, that I say, what is today, the third? Today, October 3rd, 2006, though, Scotty, today is that day. You are an intern no more, Scotty J. We've been teasing this all day long.
Very nice.
Now, as you know, that if anybody, an arrogant geek in the city can tell you this, you ever work on a movie set, you know that the lowest position there possibly, they really can't, because this radio station really only has three employees. It's just me and Sarah and Tim. So we had to create a brand new position to keep you. We had to take the station in what might be called an exciting new direction, etc. So we had to create a position from scratch for you. We couldn't really find anything low enough, so we had to create a brand new position, which is programming assistant. And if anybody has worked as a production assistant on a film, you know that that is the single worst job imaginable. Okay. It is the single worst thing you can possibly be. And so we are proud to give you an equivalent position here on the radio station. Scotty J of PA, right here on the Rick Emerson Show for AM 970.
I appreciate it very much.
Scotty J, you are, as of now, a real employee.
Woo!
And God bless you, Scotty J.
That's right. All you people are saying I didn't have a job. Now I got a job and a Boy Scout.
Yes. Yay. All right. Fantastic. So you called the Scout people?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll do it for you when we get up here. And by the way, don't think that this changes anything. Don't think that this changes the. We have many more life lessons about your existence and about radio to impart to you, Scotty. So, congratulations. All kidding aside, I've said this to a lot of people over the last few months that you've been here. I have said, and I mean this sincerely, that if I had an army of Scotty J's, we really could take over the world. If God gave me 10 of you with what we've already got here, we could conquer a small country, my friend.
Thank you.
So you have made a big impact on the show. You made a big difference. You're fantastic at what you do. And Sarah and I were talking about this before, and we said the biggest compliment we could think of is that for the three of us, myself and Sarah and Tim, that I could not imagine going back to the way it was and doing the show without you. So you bring a lot to the show. You help us get a lot done, a lot that people don't even know about. And the single highest compliment that you could possibly receive was given to you, you don't even know this, by Tim Riley. Because Tim and I were in the kitchen the other day talking about some stuff. You came in, you talked for a while, and then Tim and I came to walk back into the studio. Tim and I walked back here by ourselves. Tim and I are walking in the hallway, and you know what Tim said to me? And this is completely true. Tim said, "You know what? You either have it or you don't. And Scotty J has it."
Wow, that's
so there you go.
Nice.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Tim didn't like anybody or anything.
He doesn't like anybody.
He doesn't even want to be here to give you the compliment in person, so I'm giving it to you for him.
Well, no,
so,
thank you, Tim.
Scotty J, congratulations and welcome aboard, my friend. Not at all. No. Thank you, sir. So there you go. Scotty J, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Radio dreams do come true.
All right, there you go.
Tim didn't say that about me, though.
It's the best coffee. No. Hell
you don't have it.
I don't have it.
All right, then, so it's channel what? Three?
Channel 3.
Channel 3.
CW.
Saturdays at 12:30.
Sunday.
Damn. 12:30.
You know why I think it works? It's because I have to give credit that if it wasn't for me coming on the show, we would have never hit that. Because
that is
true. I can guarantee you that 75% of your audience is not glued in to NFL football on Sunday. And they want to look at something that just might have to do with something you have to think about or be entertained by. So my kudos to your entire audience, because as I've said many times, without you, there would be no Fuel Show.
Thank you. Let's quickly, mailman daughter Mary Burst. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Gosh, I feel honored to be part of such a landmark show.
Yeah, it really is. You can say you were there.
Listen, Scotty.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Rick, stop it.
No,
Mary, go ahead.
You want to know what you did or what you didn't do?
What did we not get to today?
Let's watch number one and number two. Rose's Nutcase watch.
Yeah.
What's Happening at CBS.
Nah, that's not true. We did What's Happening at CBS with Susan Reynolds. And the white tank top and the black bra.
And I bet you got the bonus clown watch.
Yeah, I think I should get at least half credit for that. So where does that put us? So that's added plus two?
Added plus.
Okay.
And a half.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
There you go. Clown hat, curly face, smiley hair. All right. Dennis Pitzenbarger, we want to thank you. We want to thank Lisa Goddard, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, also CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, Rick Emerson, show producer today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. Newsroom is run. The news is given to you by Tim Riley. I'm sorry, I'm all thrown off by having to say Scotty J. An intern no more. Rick Emerson, the Office East, is managed by Dave Zinn. Like us next. As always, don't let the bastards grin at that, my friend. See y'all tomorrow. Donna Mike at 7, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for listening. Be safe. See you guys tomorrow. Bye. Wait. New direction.
Oh.